You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Vita Doggy is brought to you by Dog.com. For everything and anything dog, shop Dog.com today for all the top brands. Greenies, Frontline, Kong, Nylabone, Royal Canin, and more. Shop at Dog.com and use the promo code SADVIDA, SADVIDA, and get $15 off your order of $75 or more.
Hola amigos, friends of Vida Doggy. This is your host, Era Nieves, aquí de nuevo, one more time. Did you miss me? I surely missed you. I'm trying to bring you a little light on New York City's dog world. And I'm going to start with the Pre-Westminster Fashion and Awards Show. This year was produced by Greg Oler as the chairman, his Scissors Way magazine publisher, Richard Cordero, the director of marketing, and moi, su servidora again, Ada Nieves, as co-chair. The event exhibited vendors and FIT students. The students were coached by their pet product and marketing instructor, Chris Lynch, who also runs her own company called Rough Doggy Styles. Another part of the show involved recognizing the people of the community in the different areas like quality of life, New York City top dog, congeniality, humanitarian, animal awareness, and so on. And each of them received an award. The event ended with a dog wedding, or how we properly call pup shows, of Scarlett and Gogo. These are two show dogs that were competed that weekend on the Chihuahua Specialties and the Westminster. You are going to be able to see pictures of La Boda, the wedding, on our blog. Among the participants in the wedding, part of the court were the very popular Doggy Moms from the TV show, of course, called Doggy Moms. I am a big fan of the show, and so you learn more of who they are. Listen to my colleague, Diane West. So stay tuned y no se vayan. We will be right back.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
We really love pets. There isn't anything we won't do to make sure they're getting the best products and the best care. So when you ask us a question like,
so how do you feel about cat condos?
We can say from experience,
feels like home for her.
Enter the code VIDA10, V-I-D-A, the number 10, and get 10% off any order. No minimum at Petco.com.
The world has changed. One in five relationships now begin on an online dating site. And while you never know where things will lead, Match.com has led to more dates, more relationships, and more marriages than any other site. Join today.
Pet Life Radio listeners get 25% off the price of a membership. Just go to mevio.match.com and enter the code DOGGY, D-O-G-G-Y. That's mevio.match.com and enter the code DOGGY to get 25% off Match.com.
Would you like your business to reach out and invite in our audience?
We have a brand new trademark concept called InfoSeeds.
InfoSeeds are short 20-second seeds of information about your place of business, practice, or service.
We only have a limited number of slots left. For more information, visit PetLifeRadio.com. Click on sponsorship information.
There you can listen to a sample of InfoSeed or email us at
PetLifeRadio.com.
Remember, only a limited number of opportunities are available.
New York, the glitz, the glamour, the exciting Mutt-tropolis, the sparkling kitty city that never sleeps. Join us each week for Pets in the City with your host, Diane West. Celebrity pet sightings, hot events, and news and reviews with the hottest movers, shakers, and tail waggers in New York. So take a bite out of the Big Apple with Pets in the City every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Oh. Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Participants in the wedding were part of the court, I would say, you know, like flower girl, charm bearers, best dog, bitch of honor. They were the very popular doggy moms from the TV reality show with the same name, Doggy Moms. I am a big fan of this show. Briefly, the doggy moms are five ladies who, of course, own dogs, and they go around the city sharing their love for their four-legged kids, and they support all sort of charity events. I know them in a personal level, so you can say that I'm kind of biased, and again, I just love this show. I have to say that I have to admire each one of them. It's not easy to expose one's life or your vida publicly. They are kind of pioneers, opening doors for others that are going to be following the same steps. And most importantly, they're helping to create awareness to our New York City dog community. The first one whom I got el placer, or the pleasure, of chatting with is Grace. And then let me clarify that these conversations that you're going to be hearing now, they happened at another charity event that we got to be at, the Primp for Pups, I think, at the Mark Garrison Salon. During the Prewestminster Fashion Show, it was very busy, and I just couldn't have not even a second to chat with them. But again, you know, we get to go to the same circle, and we go to the charities, and at this one particularly that was benefiting the Animal Majors Alliance, I got to 5 seconds to talk to them, to each one of them. And the first one, again, is Grace. And I just want you to listen to, you know, what we were talking.
We are with Grace Forster.
Oh, thank
from
you,
the
Aiden,
Doggy Moms.
Yes, to have me. Thank you.
No, thank you for taking the moment to talk with us and here and be the doggy. Now, we've seen you in the show. We love it. You look fantastic. I think the show brings so many positive things to the community. Now, as a doggy mom, what made you participate in the show? Why you wanted to be in the show?
Well, there's some selfish reasons and not so selfish reasons. I thought it would be so fun to be in the spotlight because my dogs love it so much, and they love dressing up, and they love being photographed, and they love getting gigs, and this would enhance their careers. But on the other hand, we also wanted to show people in New York the social, the fun, the things we can do for rescue organizations, the money that is well spent for all the things that we do, and just to let them see that we can have fun at the same time, do a lot of good for all the rescues.
No, I mean, that's great. I mean, we have a lot of people in the community that want to start with their dogs because they see you and they see the other girls, Erica or Karen, Leslie and Ashley. They see how your dogs are into the media and doing all these, all these jobs and things. What advice do you give to a person that has a pet and wants to get involved in the same type of things?
Well, there are some agencies out there, but I think it's also...
That you started with an agency?
I didn't exactly start with an agency. I answered a few ads just like I did for Doggy Moms, a gig or whatever. And when you go to very high-end events, black tie events, the photographers remember you, and that's how Portia got on the magazine Yorkshire Terrier that's been out for well over a year. Mm-hmm. It's because Christopher Appolt saw us at Dog Academy, remembered Portia, wanted to have Yorkshire Terriers in particular, and then it keeps, mushrooming. Okay. It's like a snowball effect. Okay. So people get to know you, and that's
so. So you say that it's important for people to attend these events if they want to get to have their dogs, be featured, but at the same time, it's a positive thing because then you're supporting a cause.
Well, what I resent sometimes is people saying, why am I not seen? Well, because they don't go to the events and they don't participate, mm-hmm. and they have to let go of their purses a little bit and spend a little money on these events, and it's all for charity.
Exactly.
It's
yeah.
all for charity. So people should remember that. It's not supposed to be for getting your dog a job. No. It's just being out there, and then you are with your friends, you're having fun. It's win-win all the way around.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's important for them to go and support all these charities, because everything is for a great cause. Usually it's for shelters, and they help to save a life.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Ada, and you are
Thank you.
You are absolutely number... Forget number one chihuahua lady. You are number one dog lady
thank
in
you,
New York
thank
City.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. And I'm so happy and proud of all of you.
Oh,
and so, you know,
I'm
so happy to see my girls being...
I know. You remember her when she was a little puppy.
I know. And little Rosie that was giving me kisses the other day.
I know.
So I'm just so happy for the show. It brings so many positive things to the community. And I think that it's important that people from outside New York get to see all that we have to offer.
And we also try to make it fun, because, you know, we're not all sweetness and light. And sometimes, you know, where there's competition, there's a little backbiting, and, you know, that's part of it too. So, but at the end of the day, we all enjoy each other. And
it's all about the doggies.
And it's all about the doggies
and we go home.
Fun.
Yeah, we go home and have a conditional. But thank you so much, Grace.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Grace is a very fun person to have and to be around with. She's going to tell you how it is. Straight shooter. The other one that also shared with us is Karen. Karen is mom to Eli. He has won many awards. He is New York City celebrity dog. And Karen was very kind to talk about the show that they are in. She also gives very nice tips to start your pet in modeling. Okay, so take note on what she says.
Karen.
Yeah?
Okay, tell us about Doggy Moms.
Doggy Moms is a very fun show following five women that are obsessed with their dogs in New York City.
Okay, and you are one of them.
Yes, Eli and I are on Doggy Moms. It's really fun. Eli's a celebrity chihuahua, as you know.
Okay. He is a celebrity chihuahua.
He
has won so many contests, and he's like everywhere. He's the most popular dog in the city.
Well, in my opinion.
And in mine too. I'm not being biased, but it's the truth. He's practically... They're probably one of the first dogs that has started opening doors for all these subculture to start
coming out. I think that even if people don't want to admit it, that he's been a source of inspiration to a lot of people.
Yes.
In terms of going out to events, supporting causes, dressing up.
Yep. Yeah. So he's like a big example to follow by all the other dogs.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So now, what's the purpose of the show?
Well, the purpose of the show, I think, really is to show the inside life of the New York dog scene and the women that are obsessed with their dogs and take them everywhere and love to have fun.
Okay, and then I'm going to ask you the same thing that I asked Grace. What do you advise to other people that have dogs and they want to get into that media? Or to
reality
find,
or modeling?
A modeling, because a lot of people, I mean, we all think that our dogs or our pets
advice.
Yeah, all our pets are wonderful and we love them just for who they are.
Yes.
But many thinking that, oh, my dog is so beautiful. How do I start with them into that forum?
Well, I think that it's really important to create a website for your dog. You can get pictures taken at fundraisers. There's oftentimes a professional photographer that would charge you $10. The money gets donated to a great cause. You can get pictures from events. You build up a website. You make business cards that have your dog's name on it and something special about them, like a title that you give them. Like Eli started as the Barking Beauty, that changed to the Milkbone Dog, and now it's the Celebrity Dog. Get out there as much as possible. Do a lot of fundraising, but also be in the public eye.
It's funny because Grace advises the same thing. For everybody just to be out there, go to an event, not only to have your dogs being featured or for you to have fun, but also because it's a great cause.
Yes.
And you're going to be helping other
animals. Another good thing is to work somewhat on the sit stay is pretty important for modeling.
Yeah.
They don't have to do like tons of tricks, but they really, it's important that they can sit and stay for an extended period of time. Some tricks are great. You know, get an agent. If you don't feel comfortable with that, there are just so many ways to find out about stuff, like Craigslist even has postings for jobs.
Yep.
Get involved in the meetup groups. You'll hear about all kinds of announcements. I heard about the Barking Beauty pageant from you, Ada Nieves.
Yep.
And that's where Eli was discovered. So it works.
Well, you know, it's great, but the most important thing is, you know, grab your dog. The city has a lot of things to offer. New York City is the most pet-friendly place in the world. So grab your dog, bring it, and do, you know, have fun with them and help another, save another life.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Stay tuned y no se vayan. We will be right back.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Love your pets but wish their medications were a lot less expensive? They are at 1-800-PETMEDS. You'll not only save on flea and heartworm medications, but on prescriptions for arthritis, incontinence, thyroid, and more. And you get fast service, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, our licensed pharmacists ensure accuracy, monitor drug interaction, and more. See why over 5 million people have trusted their pet's health to 1-800-PETMEDS, America's largest pet pharmacy. Call now or order online.
Go to PetMeds.com/Vida, V-I-D-A, to get 10% off any order and free shipping on orders of $39 or more at PetMeds.com.
Celebrate your special occasion and give her this classic semi-eternity band created with 1-carat brilliant diamonds, channel set in 14-carat white gold. Exclusively yours from ICE.com. Free shipping over $150, free returns, and 30-day money-back guarantee.
Go to ICE.com and use promo code ACTFP and get 20% off your purchase. Or use promo code ADTFP and get 20% off at Diamond.com. ICE.com or Diamond.com. Get 20% off from Pet Life Radio.
How would you like your business to reach out and invite in our audience? We have a brand new trademark concept called InfoSeeds. InfoSeeds are short 20-second seeds of information about your place of business, practice, or service. It's the best, most cost-effective way to invite us in. We only have a limited number of slots left. For more information, visit the website.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Click on sponsorship information. There you can listen to a sample of InfoSeed. Remember, only a limited number of opportunities are available.
This year, Americans are expected to spend a jaw-dropping $36 billion on their pets. From lighted leashes to high-end spa products, the discriminating pet owner can find just about anything to pamper his or her pet. Hi, this is Michelle Fern. Join me every week for Best Bets for Pets, where we'll talk about the latest pet products and talk to the companies that make them. Best Bets for Pets, every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Everybody knows that Ira is very dear to me. And that's not only because he's a chihuahua, but it happens that it's extra special because he happens to be married to my queen, Vanilla. But that would be another story. Okay, now it's Erica's turn to share about who she is and what she truly believes. Robert, you're going to hear Roberto Negrin, who is one of New York City's top pet fashion designers, jump in our conversation. Now, let's listen to Erica.
Tell me about your participation in Doggy Moms.
people want to like.
And what, who is Erica and Doggy Moms?
Erica is the woman with the two rescue dogs. Cubby's a therapy dog.
Okay.
We love to show New Yorkers how much fun it is to have a dog in New York. We're inspired by all of our doggy friends to get out there and do things. From the day I got Ginger, going to Lenny the Pug birthday party, meeting Aiden Nieves, I knew that I wanted to be a doggy mom because it was so much fun, and you can really help other people too.
Oh, that's fantastic. So I'm going to ask you the same thing that I've been asking the other girls. I talked briefly with Grace and with Karen, and usually you see a lot of people that have pets, and we all think that our pets are the best, but they want to get.
I don't think that though.
You don't think that your pets are the best?
I think that I would hope that my pets inspire other people to get pets and to be philanthropic and to live a decent life.
Oh, that's really.
But I feel like I don't believe that though.
Yeah. Okay. So.
But I got that from you though. I'm not making it about myself. I'm getting that from you and from other people. Other people I've met, the very first things I went to when I got my dogs, it wasn't about me, it was about giving back.
Uh-huh.
And I learned that from you.
Oh, thank you.
I learned that from Lynn Randolph. I learned that from Wendy Diamond.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so that's what I know because that's what I learned from day one.
Oh, that's amazing. Wow, thank you. I mean, I'm really touched.
But it's true though.
But let's say that like a person wants to get involved or to see their dogs in doing the same type of things, what would you advise them to do?
I would advise people to do what makes them happy. And luckily, living in New York City, there are several avenues you can take with your dog. You can go to the dog run. You can go to Yappy Hours. You can go to the Bagel Barks. You can go to charity events. Do what makes you happy and good things will come to you. Volunteering at the shelter, we have gotten many things come to us just from that. I mean, whatever you do, being a therapy dog, just get out there. Donate a towel to a shelter. Donate a can of food. Every single little bit helps. You don't have to do these grandiose things. Just the small things count. And I think sometimes people don't realize that, but even just a small thing
makes a big difference.
Ada has a soup kitchen for dogs, and just one can of food can save a dog, and some people do not realize that. I want to show that every single New Yorker, there's 8 million or more out there, can make a difference by doing one small deed a day.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the things that I really love about the Doggy Moms show, is that it sends out such a positive message, not only about our city being so pet friendly and all the things that we got to offer, but also about the amazing people that are involved in the community and are willing to spend out from their time, from their money, and volunteer and help save a life. So congratulations. I mean, I'm deeply touched by all that you say, you know, and I think that is my personal goal, to see other people just like you that get motivated to get out there, save an animal, you know, have fun, love their pets, meet people, and we have a wonderful city and we can do so many things when we're together. So thank you so much, Erica.
Thank you.
Okay, and then Roberto is here too. Roberto is so quiet. Roberto, you want to say something and be the doggy?
No, I'm totally agree with Erica. Having a dog is a great experience, and more in New York City, there are many things that you can do to have fun with your dog and share the message about adopting and supporting. Is as Erica said, you don't have to do a big thing. It's more about sharing a companion, giving just a little bit, a penny that you give counts. Mm-hmm. Every single penny counts for everybody. And you know, we are a big city, so if everybody put just
a penny, imagine we have 8 million people. If each one gives a penny, it's $8 million, you know, 8 million pennies that we're going to have. That translate, I don't know, but it's a lot of money, right?
Yeah, that's the main goal, you know, support that dog, support adoption, and you know, have fun with your pets.
Yes,
it's not just about showing that.
And dress them, right?
And dressing, of course. That's another way to have fun with them.
Yes. Sure. Well, I mean, it has been proven that when people give a personality to their pets, they tend to give, like, I don't know, they relate to their animals in a different way, where they care more for them, and then they provide very nutrition because it's a member of the family.
It's like a new baby.
Yeah. Yes, so it's important. I think, Roberto, how wonderful this is. I think, I mean, we see your fashions everywhere in all the events and all the galas that, again, like you guys are saying, it's not only about
having all these dogs all dressed and being fish and being star, but it's also about supporting all these groups to save other lives, and that's wonderful. I am just so honored to know you guys and to be among this group.
No, thank
it's
you.
Wonderful.
No, thanks to you. I also you were such inspiration for me, as you know before, and you know, having dogs and dressing up. You know that everywhere we go, dressing up our dogs is for a charity event. It's not like we go dressing up our dogs just to go to the street every day.
I know, because it's funny, because my dogs are naked at home.
You know, and dressing up mine. They go naked
so at home. So are you. Well, I don't want to say that publicly, but yes, I'm also naked at home.
But basically, yes, what we want to do is promote fashion, we want to promote safety and care and love for our dogs. That's all that matters at the end.
Viva New York City.
Viva New York City.
No, but it's true, because you show people, that's what I like
she
about.
She inspired me to all the craziness. It's your fault, I'm addicted to this.
You're showing people that donating a can of food, donating a towel, donating $5, whatever, that counts. And that's what's important, because some people don't realize that even if you go and give $5, you are making a huge difference.
Yeah, I mean, a dollar.
Or 50 cents, whatever. Yes, but some people don't realize that, so they do nothing, but it's like anything. Mm-hmm. Taking a bag of dirty or like used towels to your shelter, that's making a difference.
Even a cloth to clean the floor.
That counts. Mm-hmm.
It's not just about, you know, let's
exactly.
say when you bring the dog. I know we're not recording, right? Perfect. So it's true, no, because I'm saying when you bring a paper towel to clean the floor for the dog, that counts. It's things that they need in the shoulder right now.
Even that little thing is making a huge difference, and that's the message that means that I would like to be out there, that every single little thing that anybody can do, whether it's walking a dog, donating a dollar, donating a roll of paper towels, donating a used towel, every single thing counts.
Well, one of the things that inspired me to do the pet pantry is the fact that I know there's a lot of seniors that they love pets, but they can't afford it. They probably can afford it, but their mobility is impaired.
Right.
So it makes it difficult for them just to go to the store and buy a can of food. For them, much less imagine about their pets. So that's why I wanted to create a program where we can provide that to seniors to people with disabilities or anyone who's unemployed. I mean, obviously we're going through a hard time. Well, Leslie Hughes is saying goodbye through the window. So, but you know, it's you know, there's so many ways that we can help, and I'm thinking about other people, other human beings that love pets in the same way. I'm just lending a hand.
Right, but you're showing people that it's
just being a sample.
Give a can of food. Do this, do that. It's like that's what people need to see, that because some people think that they have to do a grandiose thing. Mm-hmm. They don't.
Yep.
Just giving one
that's
can
why,
of food
and then, you know,
makes
and,
a difference.
And I think that, you know, that makes me, that's why I love New York so much.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Bye. That's Anais from the Yorkie Rescue.
Anais. I said it wrong too.
Because here in New York City, I think that people that don't live here have such an image of New Yorkers that we are so hard and strong on our approach.
Right.
That we don't care.
Well, how long have you lived here?
I've been living here since 1992 that I stay.
Okay.
So, I mean.
So almost 20 years.
Almost 20 years.
So she have a lot of experience dealing with the
I love the city.
Yeah.
This is home now for me. So.
Hannah.
Yeah. Well, everybody's saying goodbye, but thank you so much, guys.
Ready.
Thank you.
Well,
yeah.
So good to see you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. It became like a fiesta, like a party, talking to both Eric and Roberto right there. Again, clarify, this happened at the Primping You and Your Pet event, raising money for the New York City Mayor's Animal Alliance at the Mark Garrison Salon. Big kudos to Mark and his staff for volunteering, and a shout to the Ian Gould and Stephen T. Matera for their hard work. And that will be all for now, guys. On the next one, you're going to be hearing a one-on-one conversation with the one and only Cesar Milan. Besos. Keep the good work.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.